Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our... I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Play the podcast, please.
I like a bit of board game action. How about you?
I bet you do. I do. I do love a bit of board. I haven't done it for a while.
Monopoly?
No. Don't like that. Get out of here.
It takes for hours. What do you reckon, Tristan?
Card game.
I like Monopoly.
You do like Monopoly? Oh, it takes too long.
You do not. You just said that. Yeah, it's too long. People get real into it. They get real greedy.
They do. I reckon, Tristan, I reckon you'd be a bit of a Connect Four type of guy, yeah?
Oh, yes, I am. I
can love a bit of Connect Four
bit
action.
Bit of Jenga?
Oh, yes. But one of the games I really like is Scrabble.
Is it?
It is a bit of Scrabble. I like a bit of Scrabble. And sometimes you get into arguments about words. And are they actually words? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that?
Yes.
It's like, you know, dictionaries at 50 paces, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no. I just like to make stupid jokes, as we all know. So
I have met you before, yes. Now, Scrabble apparently has expanded the number of, or the types of words that you can now are approved. And joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Smoke to tell us more. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hello. So this may surprise you. But I'm very competitive.
No.
I'm not the kind
not
of person
all.
That can have a lighthearted game and a few laughs and then lose.
A lot of friends like you, where I am just like, I'm just here to have fun. I don't need to win.
We don't need to get this heavy into it.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting because both Monopoly and Scrabble are really my favourite games. And one of the most frustrating aspects of playing Scrabble has, as you just mentioned, been that some people believe certain words can be included, for example, abbreviations.
That's weird.
When they're not meant to be.
Like AVO. And, is AVO a word? Is AVO permitted? I don't know.
Avocado.
It's AVO.
No.
AVO. Yeah, I think that should be included, though, because it's the national Australian symbol, right?
This is it.
But words like proper nouns haven't been included either in the past. So, for example, the words that we consider to be, you know, normal words like Xerox or
yes.
Frisbee haven't been allowed.
I didn't know
past.
That.
But the interesting thing about the future is that 300 words have been added to the Merriam-Webster Scrabble Dictionary, and a lot of them are a good indication of the pop culture life that we live, the text words that we use, the words like emoji, twerk, that's all been accepted now.
Oh.
Twerk, you can play twerk on the Scrabble board.
Twerk.
Hashtag.
If you're doing that, you wouldn't be playing Scrabble.
Oh, no.
Bestie.
Oh, it's all gone downhill, hasn't
LOL?
It,
can you, do, can you play LOL for triple points?
I don't know if LOL is accepted, but ew is, E-W. So
ew.
If you only have two letters. And the interesting thing about the dictionary, though, and I want to write hate mail to Hasbro because I'm confused.
Gosh.
You know, they say no abbreviations, right?
Hmm.
Yet ZA is apparently the abbreviation for pizza, according to Merriam-Webster's Scrabble Dictionary, and that like gets you 62 points.
I think they should. If they're going to apply a rule, they should be consistent.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, who out of your friends have ever said, hey, it's Friday night, let's get a za?
Would you like a slice of za? Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah,
no. No one uses that.
No one says that.
Nah.
Scrabble are lying to us.
Whereas, so you know, let me fling a frisbee at you. I've said that maybe once or twice.
Yeah, you threatened me with a frisbee many a time, Dean.
You behaved wrong. I'm going to fling a frisbee at you.
Good heavens.
I've used French words in a Scrabble game and lost, so now it's multilingual.
And Jax, because you speak French, do you ever try and sneak in a parlez-vous français onto the board?
Well, we do. We have a lot of French words normally incorporated into our lexicon. Is that the right word? Who knows?
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
is that
no,
even
it's
a word?
Fun.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Derriere.
Zomboid is one of the words that's been accepted into the dictionary.
What's that?
Zomboid. It's kind of like a zombie slash, I guess, android robot style.
Oh, that's absolutely outrageous.
Crazy. Why is that even
I don't like it.
But the one that really got me upset was a word I had never heard before and never heard used before, which was frowny, F-R-O-W-N-Y.
No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's being a bit frowny. Is that what?
Yes.
Frowny.
Now, it was actually included in the 1864 edition of the dictionary, but was removed in 1961. And for some reason, it's come back. And the only context that I've ever heard that this has been used is in an article in the Philadelphia Inquiry in May that said, I had become the norm array of frowny faces, which I don't even know how that is a thing.
I say pouty quite often, but frowny, no.
Frowny.
And I wonder, like, you know, as people, you know, as we enter the shopping frenzy in the lead up to Christmas, and I'm thinking Christmas lunch, Gran's there. You say, let's have a friendly game of Scrabble.
Mm.
You could get up a bit of a intergenerational conflict or cross-generational conflict.
Oh, definitely.
Gran saying frowny, that ain't a word.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't want to explain twerk to my nana.
No.
Well, beat down is one of them too, I just say. And it sounds very
Oh, nana loves a good beat down.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, that's how Scrabble's going to end on Christmas for most people.
Yeah.
Actually, we played, was it last Christmas, we played Cards Against Humanity with the olds. That was good fun.
Yeah.
A little bit confronting, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that
Did
can
it get
be,
awkward?
That can
it got
be
a bit awkward.
Very awkward,
But they're
very
dirty, those old people, I've got to say. Some of their combos were.
Oh, well, yeah.
I pretend, if there's anything R-rated with my parents, I pretend I don't understand what it means. I don't get it.
Mm.
It's a joke I don't get. I'm just really childish about it.
Yeah.
But the fact that you in Scrabble now you can use show, S-H-O, as in for show.
No, that annoys me because I think it's everyone's just dumbing everyone down.
What's it like though, T-H-O? Is that a word?
Well, though isn't included, but show is, S-H-O. I don't get it.
No, it's not right.
I don't know the rules.
No.
I feel like Merriam-Webster are trying to be relevant. They're kind of like the awkward uncle trying to be cool with the backwards cap.
No, definitely, but it's like, yeah, like we're devolving, I feel.
I think we should get a letter campaign going. Just write a letter.
I even hate people texting using letter U and stuff, or even the number, the word.
The other thing people hate is when people mispronounce French words. We have had a message in.
We've had a message in. Dean, what have you done, Dean?
Well, I said polyvivant français.
Which he says, making it a joke.
I was using humour.
Yeah. And someone's corrected you going, it's parlé.
It's parlé.
Oui, on sait bien, c'est parlé, parce que je parle français, comme j'ai déjà dit. It was just a joke. C'est une blague. Donc, voilà. Merci bien, mais c'est pas pour ici. Hein.
Oh, she's away. She's away.
It's like, clearly it was a joke, darling. Calm down.
No, but
anyway,
thank
sorry.
You. At least they're listening. I mean,
yeah, thank you.
But yes, a Scrabble at Christmas time could be, it could be awkward.
It's going to be awkward.
I don't go to Christmas.
And a lot of explanations that we didn't think would ever have to explain to our relatives are going to happen.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Don't like it. Well, look, thank you so much, Alex. We look
Thanks,
forward
Alex.
To speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.